Okay, so here is a meditation for filling yourself up with light. My recommendation, as with all meditations, is to take a moment and remove all potential distractions. So put your phone on Do Not Disturb or even airplane mode. Make sure that if you live with roommates, they know that you're about to step into a meditation. Make sure you're comfortable. Find a comfortable place to do this. If you're feeling particularly run down or tired, I recommend sitting for this meditation versus laying flat. So go ahead and pause this meditation and do all of those things I just suggested, removing distractions, making sure you have a comfortable position. And once you have all of those things, now let's begin. So take a moment to close your eyes and begin first with bringing all of that attention that you often have external, processing information that you read, processing information from conversations, processing data from the world around you, what you feel, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and allow all of that attention to move within your body. Begin first with the inhale in, following the breath, allowing yourself, if it is comfortable, to breathe in through the nose, and allow yourself to exhale through the mouth. Following that pattern of breath, inhaling in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And with every breath you take, you move more and more into your body and more into present state awareness, allowing yourself to be the observer of your experience versus the thing that is having the experience. So as you do this meditation, you might notice thoughts bubble up. And if thoughts bubble up, allow yourself to get present again to your breath and follow the breath back into your body and out of your mind, allowing yourself to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, in through the nose and out through the mouth. If you notice just sensation in the body, irritation or sounds that are overwhelming outside of you, again, allow yourself to bring your attention back to your breath and back into the body, into observance. So as you have moved your attention into the body through your breath, allow your focus and attention to be on your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine or your pubic bone. Trust that whichever feels right is where your root chakra is. And focusing on the root chakra, allow yourself to drop a cord. And however it occurs in your imagination or your mind's eye is perfect. And allow that grounding cord now to drop down through wherever you are sitting or laying, down through all the layers of the building or home, into the foundation, and see it as it drops into the earth. And allowing that grounding cord to move through all the various layers of earth, rock and sand, dirt and shell, until it reaches a nice deep depth, recognizing that that grounding cord is reminding you that you are fully supported by the earth beneath you. It is, in fact, supporting the whole of the building you are in and the ground underneath, the building above, now the floor beneath you, and whatever you are sitting or laying on against the floor. You are fully supported. And on your next inhalation, bringing your focus to that full support. And as you exhale, allowing your body to relax into, relaxing into that full support, feeling anywhere you've been holding tension of, having it all handled or holding it up, holding yourself up, allowing yourself to relax. Next, bring your attention to the top of your head. Right to the crown chakra, right at the very center point of your head. And from there, imagine a 1,000-petal flower opening up and allowing that opening to bring your attention to and your awareness to how much energy would feel good to receive, how much vibrational support you are willing to receive. Pure energy from your higher self, the divine or universe, and from all of your guides in spirit. So begin first by bringing your attention from that top of that 1,000-petal flower and begin to bring your attention up away from your head. And as you bring your attention to the space just above your head, begin to just allow yourself to call in divine light and support. Invite your higher self to join you in this moment. Invite all of your guides to join you. And allow yourself in this moment to ask for the support and energy you need. You can do that out loud, or you can just do it within. If you're doing it within, allow yourself to say, I am open, willing, and ready to receive energetic support that allows me to feel joy, fulfillment, and inner peace. And I am ready to receive that now. And in your mind's eye, begin to become aware of and see, feel, perceive the energy from source coming in right into that 1,000-petal lotus. Recognize what color or colors it is, or if it's just white light, or if it's golden light. Allow yourself to see the colors that it is, knowing that the colors you see vibrationally match the support you are requesting from guidance, from your guides, from your higher self, from your connection to all that is. And begin to see that color as it moves into the top of your head through that 1,000-petal flower, in through the crown chakra, and begin to see that light as it pours down the entire chakra system. From your crown, that light and energy pours down and into your brow or third eye chakra. See as that energy from source begins to move down and into the throat chakra. See as that energy flows down into the heart chakra and fills it. As it flows down and into the solar plexus and fills that chakra as well. See as that light begins to fill the solar plexus. And finally, as that light flows down and into the root and fills it up. And after that chakra system is completely filled with that energy from the highest vibration directly from your guides, your higher self and source, begin to see as that color or colors flow from the chakra system out. So see as that light fills from side to side, front and back into the body, from your head to your throat and shoulders, your chest and torso, your arms, your wrist, your hands, down the torso and across your back, into your hips, into each of your legs, flowing from thigh to knee to calf and shin, down into ankle and feet, and knowing that it's moving side to side and front to back, that energy is filling up each and every one of your cells, bringing that needed support energetically into each and every cell, even into the mitochondria, where each cell derives its energy to do its job in your body, whether it's a red blood cell, a skin cell, or a liver cell. So in your mind's eye, the intention of this light into the body is to just give you the needed support to help and aid with your body, to help and aid through the body with energy. And now we move into the space beyond the body. So now begin to see this light, this color you saw, or colors, move from the body and out of the skin in all directions, to the left and right, front and back, above and below, until it begins to fill up the sphere between your body and your aura. Seeing this light move across your aura, remembering your aura is like a great big bubble or sphere all the way around you on all sides. Remember even to imagine it behind you on the right and left, directly to your right and left, directly in front of you, all the way around, above you, and even beneath you. This light now fills the space and begins to repair any tears, any thin spots, any holes in the aura, strengthening the shield you have energetically around you to allow in energy that feels good and to be a boundary, to not allow energy in that does not feel good and does not serve. So just take a moment to be present to that energy as it sits in every cell, and even the space around you and into your aura. Allow yourself to soak in that support and light. And now that you are fully filled up, it's as though you've turned off a faucet, and above your crown chakra, that faucet of light and energy ceases to pour into your being, and that thousand petal flower begins to close, the crown chakra begins to close. And in the space of open receptivity and fully filled energy, allow yourself to feel the well-being, the vitality, and the goodness that comes from being supported from your guides and your divine support system in the realm of spirit. Begin now to bring up the grounding cord up from all the various layers of earth, rock, sand, and dirt, bringing that cord up through the foundation of where you are, back through the layers of the home in just underneath you as you pull that grounding cord back into the root chakra, and allow that root chakra to close in the way that feels good. And in this state of open receptiveness and alignment of the chakras and filled up with support, go ahead and just ask yourself this question. Where else in my life outside of my energetic life could I ask for and receive support? Where else in my daily life could I ask for and receive support? And allow that awareness to come to you. It might be a person, it might be a community, it might be a request your body has for support. Just be open and willing to receive where in your daily life you can be asking for support and receive it. And when you're ready, begin to bring yourself back to present moment awareness, first with wiggling your fingers and toes. Begin to bring your attention back to the body and sensation, noticing the chair beneath and behind you or the bed underneath you, allowing yourself to move your body in any way that feels good to bring yourself back to current moment awareness. Allow yourself to listen and hear what sounds are in the room with you. Then begin to just notice what scents you smell. Notice any tastes that you taste. And as you finally bring yourself fully and completely back, go ahead and allow yourself to take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, go ahead and gently open your eyes. Deep breath in. Exhale and sigh. And allow yourself to open your eyes, knowing that at any moment when you need support, your beings in guidance and support are there for you and with you at all moments, wanting to give you the energy you need. And don't forget to do that practice of checking in. Who in your daily life can you ask for and receive support from? Big blessings. Namaste.